I've got a friend on the line, Suter Dubose from Cafe Soleil in Boulder. Like me, Suter, you agree the music makes all the difference. The world has gone crazy, but the music, man, makes the difference.
That's right.
Glad to have you with us, Suter Dubose. Cafe Soleil in Boulder. Been to the supper club right there in the King Supers shopping center off of Table Mesa. How long have you been doing it up there at Cafe Soleil?
Well, Steve, we founded Cafe Soleil 26 years ago when I was in my 30s. Don't do the math. And it was just a espresso bar, and then it evolved over time. And then about 10 years ago, there was a lot of competition that moved in the espresso space, and I had to make a decision of either selling it or closing it or reinventing it. And I thought, well, why don't we create a live music venue and serve wine and beer? And so 10 years ago, we started bringing music to Cafe Soleil. And then over the last 10 years, it's evolved into a kind of a local hot spot, you know, in Sobo, with, you know, a lot of the great musicians and on the Front Range come in there.
I like the way you keep that bohemian feel in there, man. You're in there and you just feel like you're in one of those joints where people are cool, ideas are open, everybody's welcome, and the music is just solid in there.
Well, thank you. We are the beneficiaries. I say this every week when we were open, but we are the beneficiaries of such an extraordinary musical community. And if I may say, Kubo is kind of like at the heart and center of the jazz scene here. It is the oasis.
Thanks, man. It's a community. It really is. Hey, give us an update on how things are faring. What's your situation? Some people have reverted to selling food out the back door, but the music and the gatherings, you can't really do that.
No, we can't. That's on hold. It's around March 12th or so, and we were going into the weekend, and I was really looking forward to a Dexter Payne quintet doing the Cuban music, which has not been at Soleil for a while. And, you know, it was kind of a reunion of sorts.
Yeah.
And really excited, you know, Victor Mestas and all those great players. And then Nelson Rangel was going to play with Mark Diamond on Friday night. So it's like, this is the weekend I've been waiting for.
Yeah.
But I got a call, you know, and Dexter's group was saying, you know what, this is getting pretty scary out there. We got to, you know, be careful because we have our parents around and stuff like that. Yeah. And so literally within like 12 hours, it just stopped.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you didn't stop because as so many folks know, when you're in the community, you're looking around and seeing what you can do. Reinventor that you are, what's Cafe Soleil involved in? How are you helping out in the Boulder community?
Well, so about 3 weeks ago, a dear friend of mine, you know, called me up and said, hey, Sid, we want to support Cafe Soleil because we're doing takeout food, which, by the way, I highly recommend. But she was saying, we want to give you all money, but we don't need food. So why don't we give you money? You make the food, and then you give it to somebody who needs the food. And I said, Leslie, that's a brilliant idea. And that was the beginning of the whole thing. And so I then, within like a day or so, you know, talked to the CEO of Sister Carmen, which is this great organization. And her name is Suzanne Crawford. And Suzanne said, hey, this is great. You know, if you want to give us food, we need it. They feed between 300 and 400 people a day there.
Yeah.
In East Boulder County, which is where a lot of the undocumented folks live, and the people who cannot afford the city of Boulder, you know, but work in Boulder, live east of Boulder, and that's who Sister Carmen takes care of. So we formed a partnership with them, and about 3 weeks later, we have served 1,000 people food made in the kitchens of Cafe Soleil.
You know, it really comes full circle. First, a shout out to Sister Carmen because they've been filling in the gap and covering some of those food insecurity issues. Great clothing bank, food distribution there in Lafayette and Eastern Boulder County area. So shout out to Sister Carmen. Great partnership there. But undocumented workers are often part of the food service and entertainment and hospitality industries. So it really comes full circle.
Yeah, it's absolutely true. You know, this is kind of the great irony and injustice in America, but we are where we are today in terms of a prosperous country because of, you know, this incredible community of folks that live and work here. And they brought a lot of culture, take kind of great pride in hosting, you know, the culture of Latin America and the cuisine of Latin America. You know, we have my kitchen staff make these kind of lamb barbacoa tacos, and you know,
we
are so enriched.
Yeah. Suter Dubos is the owner of Cafe Soleil in Boulder. They're not doing live music. They are doing takeout food, and they're raising support for Sister Carmen. I'm going to give your website, and I guess that's the place to go to get connected. CafeSoleil.com. That's CafeSoleil. And people can get the details there. Is that the best way to connect?
Yeah, it's as easy as that. Just go to the website, and whatever you would like to do is much appreciated. And I took 200 meals to Sister Carmen yesterday, and we'll be taking a lot more food over time here.
Anybody that serves food knows the joy it is to feed hungry people. And so hats off. Thank you for making the music. Thank you for making the food. Suter Dubos with Cafe Soleil in Boulder, and the website is Cafe Soleil, that's CafeSoleil.com. Suter Dubos, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Steve, thank you, and keep up the God's work over there at Kuvo.
You too, man.
All right.